So tonight, sorry, I've got to start that over. I'm going to speak about the shita, the questions of shuls and yeshivas and the questions of zoning boards in general. To introduce and to bring this topic into focus, I'd like to, as Hashem, say over an actual case that transpired, that I was part of Beis Din that was dealing with it. We actually didn't give a ruling yet on the case, but there was discussion among the Dayanim. I was a bearer on the case, so I represented one of the sides in the Beis Din, and the Shalosh was one of the top Dayanim in the United States. So what happened was like this. A person wanted to open up a yeshiva. He bought two lots on a residential block in Lakewood, and he wanted to use those lots to construct the yeshiva with the dormitory, simchols, etc., the works. Now, the neighbors were not so happy about it, kedarkam b'kodesh, and they wanted to protest. So he called them to Beis Din, claiming that the neighbors had perpetrated a mesira against him because he received fines from the township, which, understandably, I mean, a lot of times when people build houses in Lakewood, sometimes, unfortunately, they do it without a permit, and they could end up with fines, and somehow, interestingly, once you get the permits, the fines go away. So he was there because some fines were assessed against him. He claimed large amounts of money, and they wanted the entire... And the question that the entire was, first of all, the neighbor is obligated to pay for the fines. Second of all, that was his main tfiya. Second of all, he wanted to prevent them from doing anything to stop him from building this yeshiva. So his taina was, based on the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that we have in the Maariv Kaimis, which say as follows, that even though Mederach Klal, let's say you can't go open up a store in a Mavui, which will cause a lot of noise. It says in the Gemara, "Chanus shebechatzer yachalum ches biyadav leimer niyachaluch lishan mikal nachnasim mikal yaitzim." You can't open up a store in a courtyard. And the Mishnah continues and says that the noise of a hammer and the noise of a grinding stone are not something that you could protest. So when it comes to the store, the Mishnah teaches us that we can't open up a store in a residential courtyard because it's going to disturb people. People won't be able to sleep because of people coming in and out. But the Mishnah concludes and says that you cannot prevent somebody from bringing in tinaikas, mikoila tinaikas. You can't prevent koila tinaikas. So the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference between the chanos and the tinaikas? So the Gemara says that... The Seifa is discussing, the end of the Mishnah, which discusses Tinaikas, is talking about Tinaikas Shveis Rabbim. Tinaikas, a Talmud Torah, a Cheder, an elementary school where they teach Torah. And the reason for the Mishnah is, the reason for the Mishnah is because of Takanas Yeshua and Gamla. Dabar Yudam Rab, Ram Zachar, Yisrael, 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 in the beginning, only a person who was lucky enough to have a father was able to teach him Torah, was able to actually learn Torah. And then people would bring their father to Yerushalayim. People would bring their child to Yerushalayim to learn Torah over there. They had a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. But then people that weren't able to get to Yerushalayim would not learn Torah. So Yeshua and Gamal made a takana. He instituted that we have to hire Malamde Tinaikis in every district and every city, and the children would start learning at 6 or 7, and the Bnei Ya'ir could be kind to each other to do this. This is one of the things that the people can force each other to do, their mechuyiv to do. So the Gemara says that a yois that you're mechuyev to establish Talmid Torah, the Talmud Torah and Chadarim in a city. Therefore, neighbors, even in a residential area, cannot protest and prevent somebody from opening up a Talmud Torah. Many places can speak out that it's not just a Talmud Torah. Any Tzorich mitzvah has a special dispensation because of this Gemara. The Gemara is basically saying that any mitzvah which we have to do, any tzairich mitzvah, is something which the neighbors have no ability to veto, and they have to allow this mitzvah to take place. The Beis Yosef brings down machlokes about it. L'maisa halacha we paskin that even any mitzvah is allowed. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that all mitzvahs are included in the special dispensation of this Gemara of the Tekanos Rishu and Gamla. So the owner of the future Be'ez Hashem Cheder was arguing that because he's trying to, he wasn't opening a cheder, he was opening up a yeshiva, a Beis Medrash. So he was saying that because it's a mitzvah to open up a Beis Medrash, therefore he should be allowed to do it. Now, in this case, there were two factors that had to be taken into consideration. One factor was that there was a chayla, and the next door neighbor to this this proposed building was a chayla, a long term chayla, and it would disturb their equilibrium and possibly bring them to some type of sakana. So that was one question: whether a chayla is enough of a consideration to override the tzairich mitzvah. That's number one. The second question was as follows, that the yeshiva was established on two lots. It's proposed to be established on two lots. These two lots were created because of a subdivision which had been performed many years earlier, before this these lots were purchased by this proposed yeshiva building. And there were certain... The neighbors had opposed that specific subdivision, and the resolution which allowed the subdivision, which was ultimately passed, stated, had certain caveats and restrictions, let's call them, which seemed to indicate that this land is supposed to be used for residential uses. Now, those are the two special considerations. Now, let's discuss a little bit of the halacha over here. So, like as we mentioned, in Choshen Mishpat, a person does not have the ability to prevent his neighbor from opening up a cheder in a residential neighborhood because of this Gemara. However, there's another question. We know there's a question of zoning boards. There's Manenu. Anytime somebody wants a variance, he has to go to the zoning board and request the variance. The zoning board could either approve the variance or not approve the variance. Now, there's a question in the Paiskim, what's the halacha? Let's say my neighbor wants to build a structure, and he needs a variance in order to be able to build that structure. So he goes to the zoning board, he applies for that variance. Am I allowed to go ahead and petition the zoning board not to give him the variance, to withhold that variance? So what's the question? So there's a very interesting Marik. The Marik has a tshuva, which is discussing the question. In the olden days, the Jews had very specific areas where they're allowed to live. Jews were restricted to the ghetto. And outside the ghetto, a Jew could not find a place to live. And frequently these ghettos were very, very crowded. And it was very, very difficult to live in these ghettos. Now, what if there's unfortunately a wandering Jew doesn't have a place to live? So he comes to a ghetto and he finds a place, he finds like some 2x4 area where he could pitch his tent and try to eke out some kind of place for himself to live. And the other people are saying, you're overcrowding this ghetto. We don't want more people over here. We're crowded enough as it is. We could barely deal with the people that are already here. We don't need more people here. And this guy goes and petitions the local squire who owned this specific fiefdom, and he asks him for permission to live in this ghetto. So the question is, are the other people in this ghetto allowed to petition the squire not to grant permission to this newcomer to live in this ghetto? So Marik has a tshuva about it, and he brings a very interesting raya. He says, which I don't think me or you would have thought of this raya, it shows us the absolute brilliance of the Paiskim, how they every word of the Gemara is mamish... they build on a tilei tilim shalalachas. It's unbelievable how you learn through the later Rishonim, like the Mordechai and Marik and Truma Sadesh, and every word of the Gemara is mamish an opportunity to discover unbelievable new things. So the Marik says, there's a Gemara Bo Metzia that says as follows. The Gemara says, let's say a person goes ahead and he sees, he's collecting paya. In the olden days, people would leave a part of their field for the poor people. You mukhiv to leave a part of your field for the poor people. Nowadays, you don't do it because it says that you're only supposed to leave it for poor people, not for ervim and atalefim, not for wild animals. And bezmaneinu, it's likely that the peya would be stolen by others than aniya Yisrael. So we don't leave peya bezmaneinu. Those days they used to leave peya. Now the aniyim would congregate and try to grab as much peya as they could. There was competition among the aniyim to try to get that peya. So let's say one ani has a brilliant idea. He sees peya growing. He goes and jumps on top of the peya, or he throws his clothes on top of the peya in order to claim that peya. So he didn't do a proper kinyan. A kinyan in the peya would be that he uproots the peya and picks it up. That would be a kinyan in the peya. This poor person didn't do that. Instead, he jumped on top of the peya. So he didn't perform a proper kinyan. So the halacha is, we carry him away. We grab him by his hands and his feet. We carry him over and toss him away. So, Zakta Marik. He makes a diak, a hafel of the kadiak. He says, a kavachaymer, ma dach over there. He already got part of the pay. He did something. He came first. Still, the second guy could come ahead and carry him away. Why? Because it's hefker. There's pay over here that's just sitting around for any aniyim who could come. So the halacha is that if number two could overpower number one, even though number one got his hands on it first, but since he didn't do a proper kinyan, so therefore if number two is able to overpower him and carry him away, number two has a right to do that. Because number two could say, just like you want to be zeich on this pay, I also want to be zeich on the pay. So therefore, Zakta Marek, so certainly in our case, you're coming. Here's a 2x4 area in the ghetto that everybody was just using to give them a little bit of breathing room. And now you want to come and establish your tent in this area. And how are you going to do that? You're going to petition the local ruler to give you permission, to give you rights in this area, which up till now is hefker, anybody could use. So, Zakta Marik, so you're trying to get this peya, right? And really, in this case, the people of the ghetto were here first. They were already here first. They didn't do a proper kinyan in this area. It's still hefker, but they were here first. So you're the second guy trying to get this thing. They certainly could carry you away and stop you from getting it. They could use any necessary means to stop you from getting this hefker. So he's saying, just like by Peah, where the first guy already jumped on it, he's trying to get it, you could go ahead and overpower him and take him away. So too, for sure, in a case where you were first, and now the second guy wants to come in, you could certainly try to stop him by all means necessary from getting this dover hefker. So Mela, you could go ahead and petition the ruler not to give him the rights to live in this area. Because he's by going to petition the ruler, by for his application by to the ruler to get the rights to live in this area is like he's trying to be zoiche in something of hefker. He's trying to get something new. And you're allowed to prevent him from doing this. That's what the Marik says. Now, the comparison to zoning boards, I think, is not a perfect comparison, because in the case of a zoning board, he's trying to build on a property which is already his. He already owns the property, but he's still trying to obtain new rights to which he wasn't entitled until now. And according to the reasoning of the Marik, there's a strong grounds to say that the neighbors would have the right to petition the rulers, the zoning board, not to give him that additional right that he's trying to obtain. Now, the Beis Yosef strongly argues in this Marek. The Beis Yosef says, that his Dvar of Tmu and Beinai, it's a wonder in my eyes how the Marek could say that, Heich Yufka Zelaz Gamar Allah Al-Yidei Asar Shloi Al-Pi Bezin. How could you go ahead and allow a person to go and petition the local rulers to do something to another Jew without going to Bezin? It's like, it's sort of like Mesira or going to Arkois. I'm not sure exactly what he means, but he's saying that should not be allowed. Now, the Ramah brings down both opinions. The Ramah paskins, the Lamais is my Ramah's Machriya like the Marik. Ramah's Machriya like the Marik. He has some other considerations over there, but there are many other Achroinim who passing like the Marik. There's Marashdam that passing like the Marik and others. Now, I was mentioning before that whether or not to compare our zoning boards to the situation of the Ma'arik is not so clear, because in the case of the Ma'arik, he's trying to obtain a new item which he never had any rights to previously, whereas with the zoning board, you're trying to petition the zoning board to allow you to utilize your property in another way which you weren't which you didn't have rights to previously. Now, another question, that's one question. Another question is, does this Ma'arik apply in a situation where there's a tzairach mitzvah? We said before that although generally al pi chayshim mishpat, a person doesn't have a right to introduce a commercial store into a residential neighborhood because it's going to disturb people's sleep. So nevertheless, if a person would like to introduce a cheder, an elementary school for Torah, he has a right to do that. Why? Because the tzairach mitzvah overrides the neighbor's rights according to chayshim mishpat. So we can ask the same question. Granted, the Ma'arik gave you a right to petition the zoning board, or let's say to petition the ruler against giving somebody rights to live in this area. Who said the Ma'arik would say that even lo tzayrach mitzvah, even for a mitzvah to neged shalei Yisrael? So there's a Yad Shol that brought down in Pesachei Tshuva who clearly says that in the case of neged shalei Yisrael, we do not allow people to petition and rely on this Ma'arik. However, there's Avnei Nezer who discusses a very similar case. And the Avnei Nezer argues on the Yad Shol, and he's also pashted our other shaila with the zoning board. Now, Avnei Nezer discusses a case where somebody had a shul in a town, and then somebody else came and opened up a different shul. So the question of Avnei Nezer was whether the owner of the first shul is allowed to petition the sar. So now, the second person is trying to get permission from the ruler. He had to get a certain license to open up a second shul. So the guy who had the first shul wanted to go ahead and petition the ruler not to grant that license. The question was, is that considered mesira because he's petitioning the ruler to hurt quote-unquote another Jew? So the Avnei Nezer compares this to the situation of the Ma'arik. He says, the Ma'arik says that you have the right to petition the ruler. So there, and he goes, he has a whole arichas about the reasoning behind the Ma'arik. However, the Avnei Nezer concludes that you do have the right to petition the ruler not to grant the license to the person who wants to build the second shul. Now, this case is a lot more similar to the zoning board than the case of the Ma'arik, because in this case, the second person already owned the property. He already was kind of the property, it's his. Now he just wants to have the rights to use his property in a certain way, which wasn't hitherto allowed. And the Avnei Nezer says that additional usage that he's trying to obtain is considered like he's trying to get something that's new over here. It's like he's trying to obtain something that's a metziah. And you have the right to stop him from getting that thing. So this lecher would clearly apply to zoning boards. And therefore, we could be patient that with a zoning board, you could be ma'akiv. And the Avnei Nezer is extending that to a dvar mitzvah because he's stopping a person from building a shul, so which the Paiskim already have been machria that all divrei mitzvah are included in the heter of the Gemara of Yeshua ben Gamla. So we would learn from this, according to Avnei Nezer, he argues on the Yad Shol and he holds that even a dvar mitzvah, you have the right to petition the zoning board. Now, coming back to the specific case that we were speaking about, so, the question is like this. We mentioned that there was a resolution. Now, it happens to be, in Lakewood Township, building a shul or a yeshiva is considered permitted use of an area. So you don't need to go to the zoning board and get and obtain a special variance in order to build a shul or a yeshiva. Although, in many other townships, constructing a shul or a yeshiva would maybe never be allowed, but certainly you would have to obtain a variance. But in Lakewood, you don't even have to obtain a variance. Now, the question, as far, you don't really have the consideration of the Ma'arik, because the whole consideration of the Ma'arik was that if you're trying to get something new to which you weren't entitled already, the neighbors could go ahead and stop you because you're trying to be zoicha in something which is hefker. You're trying to get a windfall, so to speak. But in our case, in Lakewood, since the shul and the yeshiva is permitted use, so the second I have my property, I have a right to build a shul or yeshiva. So one could argue that the Ma'arik does not apply in this situation, and one would probably be right. But in this specific instance of the case that we mentioned, there had been a previous subdivision which seems to have had certain restrictions. Those restrictions seem to indicate that the building has to be built in a residential manner. If so, if the person would like to now change that, for that he may very well need a variance. So if he would need a variance to make that change, then that we would revert to halach of the Ma'arik, which is that the neighbors will be able to prevent it. However, if the variance will be granted to him by right, meaning that he does, I'm sorry, if this application would be approved by right, meaning he does not have to get a variance, and this would be included in permitted use, so then the halach would be that you would not be able to prevent him based on this Ma'arik. We mentioned there was another consideration in the actual case, which was that there was a chayla involved. So, when we're speaking about the Ma'arik, so you can go ahead and try to stop it at the zoning board if the person needs a variance. However, let's say the zoning board already approved the application, you may not be able to sue and I'm sorry, to appeal that decision of the zoning board and have it revoked, because once the person was matzliach in the zoning board and he got his variance, he got the right to build it, so now he has it. He was zeichin it already. It's like he picked up the payah. And now you're going ahead and calling in the Tsar to try to take the payah away from him. That, of course, would not be allowed according to the Ma'arik. So you would not be able to go ahead and appeal the ruling of the decision of the zoning board. However, the consideration of chayla is a different consideration. There's a machloikis achroinim about whether or not a chayla, b'makom chayla, did Chazal give the right of mitzvah? Did they say that b'makom mitzvah we disregard the needs of the chayla, or do we say that since it's a chayla, even though it's b'makom mitzvah, we will have to take the chayla into consideration? We will not allow this building to go up. We're not talking because of the Ma'arik. We're not talking about petitioning the ruler. We're talking in the chayshem mishra. You go to Bezdin, according to some achrayim, the halacha will be that Bezdin will say you cannot build. So it's machlok is achrayim, and the shalish in this case, the dayan. The Dayan HaMachriya, he said like this: look, this Machloik is Achroim, we can't be Machriya in this Machloik, so I'm going to have a variety. If the owner of the property is, if he's Matzliach, and he prevails and gets his variance, or he gets permission to build the building, so then the halacha will be that we can't stop him, Bezdin will not be able to stop him, because some Achroinim say that we disregard the fact that there's a Chayla. However, if he's the neighbors do have a right to go ahead and petition the zoning board not to approve this application. Furthermore, the neighbors may even have a right to appeal. Even if the zoning board grants the application, the neighbors may have a right to appeal that decision. Why? Because according to certain achrayim, in Choshen Mishpah, this person will be prevented from doing it. So the neighbors will be considered a muchzik, and they'll be able to say, I might serve a raya. Prove to us that we're not allowed to go ahead and stop you and try to do whatever we're able to do to stop you from building. So Mamela, that's what it looks like the Hachra might be. We'll have to see. The entire was not passing yet. There's all kinds of other things that are being brought into play. But it looks like the Hachra of the Dayan HaMachriya was that each person could do whatever he wants, whatever he's able to do, in order to further his cause.